Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Going, it's Anthony Gazenza with CincyJungle.com and the Orange and Black Insider Bengals podcast. I hope you are all doing well and getting set for your weekend coming up here. Wanted to get with you guys and talk to you about, give some updates here at the end of February with where the Bengals are at this point with their coaching staff. They're finally getting things sorted out, it would seem. And now the Bengals are now bringing in Lou Anarumo, who is once the Giants defensive backs coach. He is now coming in to Cincinnati as their defensive coordinator, and he's going to take over that spot. He's kind of been down the pecking order a bit. So, he's taking over a unit that had some massive struggles as well last year. So this is going to be interesting to see exactly how he does. He was down, the pecking order, if you will, for the Bengals' choice for defensive coordinator. I'm already seeing comments here. Mike Holbrook says not impressed. I think unfortunately that is a sentiment, both because Anarumo's not a well-known name. He has never been a defensive coordinator at the NFL level before. In fact, he's only been a defensive coordinator at a small college. So there's just not, there's not a lot of oomph behind this name as compared to other names that the Bengals were reportedly looking at. So, it's interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see what he can do with what this group did or didn't do last year. So, he takes over a unit that's lacking linebackers. He takes over a unit that's getting older up front. There are some young guys off the edge, Carl Lawson and Sam Hubbard, who bring a lot of promise and whatnot. But Geno Atkins is getting there up in age, even though he had a good year last year. Carlos Dunlap, same thing. So he's got a lot of work to do, and the Bengals are going to need to have a lot of resources committed to that side of the football if they're going to right the ship. I see something here. It was from Brandon Miller. Is he really running a 3-4? From what I heard in his introductory interview, Anarumo is going to be doing a lot of 4-3 concepts, mixing in a little bit of 3-4, but he's really not married to either. But it sounds like it's going to be a little bit more 4-3 just based on, I think part of that's going to be based on the personnel that the Bengals already have in the building. So, if they did a 3-4, you're now looking at moving around two of your better guys on defense, two of your best players on the team to spots where they may not be as effective as they've been throughout their entire career. So that's something that you kind of don't want to do. Christian Dillingham asked the same thing. What type of defense is he running? He's running 4-3 with some 3-4 looks. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like because We don't know the future of Vontaze Burfict at linebacker. We don't know what's going on with Preston Brown at linebacker. We don't know, you know, who the Bengals are going to bring in as veterans or draft pieces to the linebacker group. And obviously that says a lot about what you're going to do as a 3-4-4-3. But right now it sounds like 4-3 with some 3-4 looks is what is going to transpire going forward. And, you know, Brian Bowman says, brings up a nice point here. So much nickel gets played. So yeah, I mean, I think the base is really going to be the nickel formations. Now, Darquez Dennard is set to be a free agent. It's going to be, he should be a high priority guy for the Bengals going forward here this offseason, but I don't know what they're willing to commit to him as their, basically their number three cornerback. So that's going to be interesting here. And then obviously Anarumo comes from the Giants, where Landon Collins, a promising safety who might be a hybrid linebacker safety player going forward. You know, there might be a connection there. There might be some sort of what you can go either way with it. You could say, well, reports say he wants out of New York regardless. So, you know, he may be totally the other way in terms of his feelings for Anarumo, or, you know, working with him, he may have a good relationship there and want to chase a little bit of money and go with the Bengals. We'll see there. Also, along with this hire, the Bengals are looking at filling out their linebacker coach and defensive line coach. Eric Henderson, former Bengals player, is being targeted for the defensive line coach position. He is currently with the Chargers, who have a pretty good defensive line and had a good defense this last year. Again, former player with the Cincinnati Bengals, a guy who has connections to Jim Turner, the offensive line coach that was just hired this year. So Taylor likes to use and bring in guys apparently that he has connections with or have connections to his connections. So apparently Henderson is speaking with both the Rams and the Bengals at this point for a promotion there. We'll see if that takes place. On one hand, you're inclined to think he's already in LA, and if he gets a promotion that's in LA, why wouldn't he do that? On the other hand, he may be very comfortable with the Cincinnati Bengals organization, even though he was a Marvin Lewis player. So he may, he may say that this Cincinnati's the better fit. So, but interesting, and obviously his brother played in the NFL. EJ Henderson was a linebacker, I think, for the Vikings for a little while. So a lot of ties there. The Bengals are also looking for linebackers coach. They are interested in I misspoke earlier, by the way. I'm sorry. Henderson was not connected to Jim Turner. It was the next coach, so I apologize. I misspoke there. Michael Hodges worked with Jim Turner at Texas A&M. Eric Henderson did not, so my mistake on that. But Michael Hodges worked with Jim Turner, was there at Texas A&M when Jim Turner was there, and he has currently been doing some things, been coaching for the Saints. Apparently, Zach Taylor really likes what the Saints defensive staff is doing or has done the past couple of years here, because he has tried to get Dennis Allen away, he's tried to get Aaron Glenn away, and now he's trying to get Hodges away from New Orleans. So he must like what they're doing down there. But he is the one who is connected with Taylor, not Henderson, as I mentioned earlier. So he would be an interesting pick. And obviously that position, we mentioned that position is in a major state of flux. So that group and that coach is going to have, you know, a lot of say as to what's probably going to transpire going forward.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity. But giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Now, going back to Anarumo for a minute, and just the defensive coordinator search in general, we don't know exactly what's gone on and why. I mean, we've heard some rumblings as to, yeah, Taylor said thanks, but no thanks to Del Rio. Dennis Allen said the same thing to the Bengals and ended up getting a promotion or a raise in New Orleans. You know, there was rumblings of John Fox that never came about. There was also kind of a mutual, you know, parting or a mutual non-fit between Taylor and Dom Capers. There's a lot of, and a lot of names have kind of popped up. The Ohio State assistant coach, he didn't want to take the interview. Todd Grantham, the Florida, University of Florida defensive coordinator, he did take the interview. And then, you know, decided that he didn't want that job and kind of leveraged it there. So a lot of people down the pecking order have kind of come and gone, and now the Bengals have settled there. So, you know, I don't want to say I shouldn't say settle, but more or less it's kind of a little bit of what they did. Now, that doesn't mean that Anarumo can't come in and do a good job for the team, but it's kind of an uphill climb there. So I don't know. Also, in other news, just to kind of update you on all things Bengals at the end of this week here, the Bengals were rewarded 3 compensatory picks in this year's draft. That was kind of expected. They are 3 6th-round picks, so nothing earth-shattering, nothing, you know, in that 3rd, 4th round where you can really get potentially a game-changing player. I sit on, just in my opinion, I sit on the fence of, well, you know, your inactivity is based on the compensatory pick formula, and that inactivity gets you 3 6th-round picks. Usually 6th-round picks have minimal impact on a roster. So I understand you don't want to be, you know, in cap hell, if you will, but, you know, there are moves to be made to improve a football team. Hopefully Taylor, now, you know, we don't need them going hog wild and crazy and overpaying for players, but there are players to be had, those mid-tier, mid-upper tier, not that necessarily the marquee names, but the mid-upper tier guys that could come in, you pay them a little money, and they can come in and help you right away, usually more often than a 6th-round pick. So the Bengals have more picks. That's what they like to do. They like to hoard those picks, but we'll see if they package them and move around, because now you can use compensatory picks as trade bait, if they package them and move them around, or if they're going to do kind of stay put, or if they and if they do stay put, if they end up netting guys that end up playing pretty well for the Bengals. A lot of negativity in the comments, and I guess I understand that. You know, like I said, the Bengals kind of settled for Anarumo, if you want to say that. There's some people responding to someone else about Andy Dalton and not so complimentary there. One of our commenters says still no playoffs this year. Someone says there's always next year. So, look, this is going to be – signs are pointing to this being a potentially rough season for the Bengals in 2019. That doesn't mean they can't surprise people. That doesn't mean – you know, there's a lot to do and a lot to take place over the next couple of months here. That doesn't mean they can't make headway and do some things. But, you know, signs are pointing based on first-time head coach, a lot of young guys probably coming on the staff, a lot of guys in roles that have never been in that role before, like Anarumo coming into an NFL defensive coordinator spot. There's just a lot of moving parts and a lot of inexperience. So, you know, the Bengals are going to need to strike gold in a lot of these areas and do it fast. a lot of people are saying wait for the quarterback in terms of drafting him possibly in 2020. I understand the logic. I get that, especially with what's available potentially this year. A lot of wild cards at that position, and not as deep as in years past. But you know, Taylor probably, he may not have the longest leash. I mean, we've seen in the NFL now the Bengals are a little bit more conservative than other teams, but we've seen coaches get released pretty quickly. So, you know, that's got to be in the back of Taylor's mind. And he supposedly has this plan that he wants to execute with the Bengals, whether that's a quarterback this year or what have you, I don't know. But, you know, I don't think we should sit here and say, oh, you know, tanking this year is the right way. I think obviously he wants to win. The fans want to win, especially talking about tanking for a year or two after these last three straight seasons of mediocre to very poor play. I don't think a lot of people would be on board for that. So anyway, that's what's going on. Joe, Lou, I keep calling him Joe Anarumo. Lou Anarumo is the new Bengals defensive coordinator. He was the Giants defensive backs coach most recently. He is now the defensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are looking at Eric Henderson as their defensive line coach. They're trying to get him, as are the Rams. He is currently with the Chargers. And they also want to interview Saints assistant Michael Hodges, who is from Texas A&M as well. So they're finally kind of starting to make some steps in finalizing their staff. And, you know, basically we're about a week away from the NFL combine. So the Bengals are a team that more heavily rely on their coaches as scouts than other teams. So they're going to need to get these guys in place. They're going to need to get them going, get them comfortable, and get them acclimated to their new roles in this new team. Again, I'm Anthony Cosenza with CincyJungle.com. You can check out my work and the work of many other contributors on Cincy Jungle. You can keep it on the Facebook Live page to get updated. Check out the website with all kinds of news, updates, analysis, opinion, all that good stuff. We also run a podcast through the website. Myself and John Sheeran, who is a contributor for the site, run a podcast, and you can find that podcast on CincyJungle.com, obviously, but it's also on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Google Play. It's on Megaphone and YouTube, so you can check out those channels, subscribe to it, and get the show. Appreciate all the support. We'll see you on Cincy Jungle, on the CincyJungle.com comment boards, and on these Facebook Live posts. We'll get back at you with more news updates, probably close to the combine as things get set to kick off there in just about a week. We'll see you then.